Namaste and welcome to Vedanta, the River of Wisdom podcast, a podcast that brings to you the ancient flowing tradition of Vedanta, which reveals that you are pure being having a human experience. I'm your guide by the side, Swamini B. Let us flow, you and I, on the banks of the River of Wisdom. This is episode 2 in the series of Avadhuta Gita, the lessons learned from 24 teachers. Bhagavan Krishna was narrating the story of Avadhuta Gita to Uddhava, and he had already covered the learning from 8 teachers. And so we continue. The Avadhuta talks about the 9th teacher from whom he learnt, Ajgaraha, a python. I learned from the python that the python eats whatever comes in its way, whether it is tasty or not, whether it is small or big. The python never goes out of its way to get food, nor does it make any special attempt to satisfy its hunger. And so it is possible for people to be satisfied with what he or she gets and not go in blind pursuit of worldly things. The python does not grieve if it does not get food daily, but waits with patience, even starving for days together without thinking that it is a misfortune. And so, if a person can have the fortitude to put up with this fact and not think that I am being denied of all the good things in life, then this person is not going to be obsessed with the pleasures of the senses, but can learn to be indifferent and can have patience. My next teacher was the ocean, Sindhuhu. The surface of the ocean is calm, and yet the ocean is very deep. When the rainy season fills the mountain torrents with water, they rush down. They do not affect the sea when they empty themselves into it. And when in summertime the waters flowing into the sea are scanty, the sea does not decrease in level. Likewise, a wise person should appear like the ocean, whose surface is clear and lucid, but who is so deep that no one can gauge his depth. His thoughts could be so deep that no one can guess what they really are. And since he is a spiritual giant, no one can really cross him in his purpose. Nobody can add to him, nor can anyone cause any disturbance in his mind. Just like the addition of rainwater does not lead the sea to swell, nor does the summer season cause the sea to evaporate. The sea stands in its own glory, and the wise person is also like that. My 11th teacher was Patangaha, a moth. The moth is attracted to the flame, and as the moth goes towards the flame, it finds its death. And so if a person loses his power of reasoning and blindly pursues certain sense pleasures on the basis of how the pleasures appear, the person finds a way to destroy himself. From this teacher to the next few, the relationship with the 5 sense organs are being spoken of, and how if one is obsessed with what one perceives with the help of that sense organ, then how that could lead a person to destruction is being pointed out. My 14th teacher is a honeybee. The honeybee collects nectar from the flowers, but does not deprive the flowers of all their nectar and does not become greedy. He takes only what he needs and is careful to not hurt the flower from which he takes the nectar. And this is a lesson for the sannyasi, the monk. Likewise, when one asks, ask only so much and no more, so that one need not embarrass the host. And like a honeybee collects nectar from all flowers, small and big, likewise, a person can cull out knowledge from the big and the small. My next teacher is the keeper of the beehive. The honeybee collects all the honey in the beehive and does not give it to others. It tries to save up for tomorrow and actually does not enjoy it himself, The honeybee does not know that there is someone who is the keeper of the beehive and who is stronger than him, and that all the wealth of the honey is going to be taken away by someone who is stronger than him. And so a person who is always trying to save up for tomorrow, not quite enjoying what he has collected and built up, will have some sorrow. And so this is a lesson to sannyasis, monks, that if you keep saving and keep some of the food that you get, saying, I will eat it tomorrow, this is going to be helpful tomorrow, there will be sorrow like the honeybee, which comes across the destruction of the beehive. And so the lesson is to enjoy what is there. My next teacher is the elephant, Gajaha. The male elephant sees the female elephant who is in the pit dug by the hunter, and remembering the sense of touch and his attraction for the female elephant, he gets lured into the same pit. So what I learned from the elephant is to not get overwhelmed by the sense of touch and seek the many pleasures that are not in line with dharma just because I have an overpowering need for touch. My next teacher was the deer, Harinaha. The deer was so moved by the music that was playing that she went in the direction of that music and then eventually was caught in a net. And this example is given to show the obsession with what we hear, good, bad, and ugly, and how that can destroy us in our lives. My 17th teacher was the fish, Minaha. The fish gets tempted by the piece of meat that is placed as a bait and is easily caught. So a person needs to beware of the sense of taste. The strange quality of the tongue is that even when it is starved, it feeds on thoughts of food. So the lesson I learned is how to have self-mastery over the tongue and to learn to eat less so that one is not consumed by what to eat, when to eat, how to eat from one meal to the next, and not use the bulk of the waking time to only think of food. And so the various examples of the bee, the elephant, the moth, the fish, the deer are pointing out to how we relate to the different sense organs and how if we allow anyone to dominate us, then it leads to sorrow because we feel denied. The sense of smell is responsible for the downfall of the bee, which rushes to the flower, which bears that scent. The touch of the female elephant is enough to drag the male animal into the pit. The sound of beautiful music kills the deer. The lion roars with its mouth on the ground, and the deer, not knowing where it comes from, rushes towards the lion and gets killed. The fish is tempted by the sense of taste. And because the moth is drawn towards the flame, the sight of flame destroys it. And so the point that is being made is when a single sense and its potency is enough to overwhelm someone completely, to the one who has succumbed to it, then what can we say about the person who has been given the five senses and the many, many objects of the five senses and finds no strength to resist any of them? The point that is being made is that it is important to be alert to the use of these five senses and how one uses it for one's pursuits and not get distracted by all that is on offer. The way in which we use social media is a case in point. My 18th teacher was a dancing girl called Pingala. Her name was Videha, and her profession was such that she had to make her living out of men who paid for their pleasure. One night she dressed herself up with great care as it was necessary in her profession and as was her custom, with a desire to tempt some man into her house. She stood at the doorstep looking at the people passing by. For a long time she waited, but no one came. She would go into the house and come out again, and all the while she looked for someone who would look at her and come in, and so passed half the night. Pingala was very unhappy and disappointed, and her eyes were filled with tears of anger and frustration. Suddenly, she became disgusted with herself. And she thought to herself that I have not realized that I am alone and my journey in this world is alone. I have not been able to control the course of my mind, and in my desire to enjoy the pleasures of the body with a man, I have abandoned Bhagavan and have become foolish and obstinate. Inside me dwells the Lord Bhagavan, who is ever mine and who will grant me moksha. And although Bhagavan is inside me and pervades me, I have been blind and deaf. I've been going around in search of mortal men to give me happiness for the sake of the pleasure which lasts only for a few moments and then is accompanied by pain and sadness and misery. I have abandoned the Lord and submitted this body of mine to endless indignity. This body of mine, which is like a house built of bamboo sticks, tied loosely and covered with a thin skin, is just made up of water and blood and bones. And to gratify this very body, I have lost sight of the Lord who lives in this body, who makes this body possible. And I'm not going to be foolish anymore. I'm no longer going to dwell on things which are transient. And now I know what I really need to pursue. So Pingala abandons all her desires and goes to bed that she's going to have a single-minded pursuit for knowing the truth. My 19th teacher was a squirrel, a kuraraha or a kurari. This small being has a piece of meat with it. Birds which are larger and stronger surrounded the squirrel-like animal, kurari, and went on pecking it. It suffered the harassment for a while and held on to the piece of meat. When it became unbearable, it gave up the hold on the piece of meat. And at that moment, the birds who were torturing it left it in peace. And so it is my clinging to the various possessions that draw a lot of people to me. Not everyone, but a lot of them. And if I were to not have any possessions or not be affected by the praise of others or the criticism of others, then I could be free of those bondages, and that is why I look happy and tranquil. This was the second in the series of the Avadhuta Gita, the lessons from 24 teachers. The next episode will be the third and the last in the series. You matter. Your life matters. What you do with your life matters. Thanks for listening. If you found this episode offering some insight, I do hope you will consider sharing this with your friends, family, or even on social media. Feel free to dip into the archive of more than 100 episodes of Vedanta, the River of Wisdom podcast. Thanks for listening and see you next week.